in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello, hello, and on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast, this week we bring you Manky Monkey
Ski Party.
Okay. Space Invaders, I can't do that tune. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News this week. The news this week is it's the final countdown. I swore to Ian I wouldn't do that, especially as he looked so embarrassed. However, this is the final podcast of the year. Last week, Ian did the podcast all on his own, and I must admit that was I'm very jealous he did it all on his own. I was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, I don't think it was as much fun, Ian. I certainly didn't have as much fun listening to it as we have recording it. It's great fun recording it.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody thought it was as much fun without you there, but it just shows you're not completely indispensable.
Okay, thank you. Oh, wipe my eyes a little bit.
Well, I struggled on, yes, it was all right. But obviously it is better.
Now, it's the last podcast of the year. We just discussed it briefly. Neither of us have got the time next week to be able to do this. As Christmas preparations, Christmas. And I must admit, Ian, this is there's a lovely tree. And I think that you've gone absolutely overboard. I think it's a bit gaudy in your flat. It's a bit gaudy. It kind of reminds me of my house during the 1970s. Where me mum and dad, you know, when they first brought out those kind of like, you know, plasticky kind of decorations, it's you've really gone overboard on it, and I would have expected something a little bit more tasteful.
Yes, minimalism has gone out the window this year, as you say. But, green and red and everything all over the place. I blame Inako, it's all her fault. Yes, I think it's a Japanese tradition, isn't it, to have Christmas trees and a lovely wreath we got from landlady, actually, land baby. A blue coat, yes. That's made by Claire at Landbaby, lovingly with her own hands. And it's a one-off, yes, with a Union Jack, Union Jack heart-shaped things on it. I mean, we're going to add some more to it, add some more badges and bits of holly or something. But yeah, it's great. We're really getting into Christmas spirit now.
Lucky old holly. Anyway, that's an old joke. I love making that old joke. Now, in the news this week, we bring the listening, the discerning public who listen to this podcast, you've presented me here with a lovely picture of Coffee Monkey. And of course, it's Manky Monkey. Manky Monkey have been working hard. You've been passing by. I've been passing by. I've been popping in, saying hello. You've been popping in, saying hello. They've been working really hard. I've meant to go down there with my video camera and have a chat with them and see how it's going. But I haven't. Neither have you. But tell us what's been going on with Manky Monkey.
Yeah, we should have videoed them, shouldn't we? Yeah, but we did go and take some photographs. As you say, there's the one of the coffee bean monkey, which is going to be in a cafe somewhere. I forgot which one. He looks really cool, actually. He's just sitting there in front of the fire with it. It's one of these monkeys just completely covered in coffee beans with a coffee cup. And they have worked really hard, the ambassadors and the little group of volunteer helpers, really working hard. Every day from like noon through till 9 in the evening there. But they're looking great. I don't know how many there are. There must be about 20 or 30 of them. And I think this week they should be going out to their sponsors. So you'll see them all around various places in town and outside town as well, at the sponsors' venues. Then in the new year, I think it's February or March, they'll be auctioned off and all the money goes to the Alder Hey Imagine appeal. So it's fantastic.
They are fantastic looking creatures, aren't they? It's quite odd when you go past because it's quite dim in there. There's no, because it's an empty shop, it's not fitted. No lights or anything like that, but there's, you know, great big signs in there now for Manky Monkey.
Yeah, and the monkeys have been, the ones that have been completed are sort of lined up there. So it's like people go past and see this big army of weird monkeys, and everyone stops and looks at them and points to them and laughs at them. It's really, the public really have gone past and seen it. They've really, really enjoyed it, I think. And I'm just trying to think of there's a live bird monkey, there's a set of four Beatles, Sergeant Pepper type monkeys, there's a George George and the Dragon monkey. So a monkey's been adapted to have a longer neck with so it looks like a dragon, all green and everything. It's there's some really funny ones.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, if you're in town, what a silly question. If you're going to be in town this week, then pop along. It's on Hanover Street, Rockside School Lane, on your way down to the Blue Coat. Have a little look. Even if you just look in the window, have a look. Fantastic initiative. And
well, they might have gone now because I think they are going out to the sponsors this week. So, but there'll be maybe still some there.
Have a look. And that is the news this week. Roundup of the week. Now, rounding up the week. Now, there's been a number of initiatives, I said. There's been a number of things which I've missed this week. One of those being the postcard auction at Hope University, Hope at Cornerstone, the gallery there. The postcard auction artists created their, well, I say artists, I'm looking at you, Ian. They created postcards and sent them in, and then they've auctioned them off last week. Now, I'd missed it. I really wanted to go, but tell us about it.
I'll have you know, my postcard went for 20 quid.
£20, that's £10 above the minimum.
That's right, yes, yeah, double the reserve. and Monaco sold as well. In fact, they all sold. There was 71, 70, or 73, I think, in the end, because there was a late entry from Alexis Sale, because we didn't know who it was from, and because it was so late, it wasn't even on display, so Jason Jones, who organised it, went and got it and showed it round, and we didn't see it properly, because you know, he couldn't get round every seat in the place. So we didn't bid on that one, but it was quite nice, and that went for a bit. The top one was Martin Greenland, who won the John Moores Prize time before last, I think. But I didn't really fancy that one. But that went for £880. So that was great. It was recognisable as one of his works, so I think everyone guessed it was his. And the Rolf Harris one, you could see straight away that was by Rolf Harris. And that went for about £100, I think, or somewhere around there. And so overall, they raised over £2,000 for the Artists Benevolent Fund. So that was great. And yeah, the auctioneer, Dr. Paul O'Keefe, was in good form. So it was really entertaining, good fun. And there was free drinks and all kinds. It was really great atmosphere. And we got three artworks ourselves, three bargains.
Do you know who they're by yet?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember. no one was celebrities. But actually, the first one we bought, I just bid £10 and got it for £10. That £10, I got the Thomas Martin print, and we haven't heard of him before, but he's the head printer at Kerwin Studios. And we've had a look at his other work, and he does some really good stuff. So pleased with that. Anyway, we could bought them because we like them. Got some three really nice prints. So yeah, it was good and raised a lot of money, and there'll be another one. I think it's going to be a biennial event, so that will be 2011.
Biennial. So you don't mean it's taking place next year?
No.
Has art ever touched you?
Touched? That's the theme for next year's biennial, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry, I love to throw that one in there. It's a bit of a curveball. Have you ever been touched by art? So that's the postcard auction. Now, also, tell us about the David Bowl at Gostin's. Tell us about that.
Yeah, David Bowl, spelled B-O-A-L, at Gostin's. Hadn't seen his work before, but he's been teaching art for many years now. He's retired and concentrating more on his own work. And this is actually his first solo show in Gostin's in Hanover Street. And yeah, I really like them. They're mainly abstracts, some of them really colourful. Inspired by landscapes. A couple of years ago, they went to Nepal, and so some of them are inspired by, you can see references to the landscape there. What do you say about Nepal? Apparently, it's quite a well-known saying. Nepal is a little bit up, a little bit down. There's no flat bits in Nepal, you see, up or down.
Okay.
All right. yeah, so that's a good show, and how long is it on for? I can't remember. Till after Christmas, I think. But yeah, I recommend that one in Gostin's.
And of course, well, loads of people will be down Liverpool One, won't they? So that's Gostin's, just a small stone's throw there.
It is, yes. It's Hanover Street is still not quite joined up to Liverpool One properly. They're still doing work there, aren't they? The Novotel's just opened, and the Tesco's, of course. But it's gradually getting together. Yeah, it's just round the corner from John Lewis and so on.
I believe the expression is conveniently situated.
Okay, right, yeah.
okay, so that's David Bowl. I'll have to pop down there. That sounds quite good. I'm going to be going down to, you know, various different shops recently the soon, because there's a big thing coming up in the next week.
And you're sounding like you're getting a bit desperate now. Getting a bit close, isn't it?
I've been doing lots of shopping online, you know, as you would expect. I'm just there going, okay, has the postman arrived? Has the postman arrived? Has the postman arrived? Oh, where are my goods? I've got to stop ordering things online now, just in case they don't get here in time.
I've arrived today, this morning, actually. Well, yeah, but not buying much. Our own meagre portion arrived in the post this morning, and I hope that's it. And we've sent some stuff off to Japan. Hope that got there okay.
Now, do you tell me, this is a bit of a sidetrack, but tell me, do you, when you buy online, if it's a gift, do you buy it online and get it delivered as a gift, or do you have it delivered to yourself, wrap it in your own personal way, and then ship it?
I've done both. Yeah, in the past I have sent them as gifts, and that seems to work out okay. Yeah. Like when my daughter was in London or somewhere, I did it that way. Yeah, it sort of saves paying postage twice, doesn't it? Just seems.
And let's face facts, you're a man, a bit like me, and it's your rapping skills.
Not very good.
Nor mine.
But mine are probably better than yours.
Well, you've got that, you know, I think you've developed that artistic streak much more than me, whereas I'm more of a rebellious artistic streak kind of scenario going on.
Yeah, there is an actual expert rapper in this house, not me.
Would that be the origami enthusiast over in the corner?
That's the one, the origami and rapping enthusiast, yeah.
I'm sure there's a Japanese word for that. We'll find out for the next show in the new year. Now, tell us, you've also been busy. You've been judging the best artist prize in the... What's this about? Tell us.
Gallery for All Art. This is the gallery run by Nicole Bartos, who's been exhibiting and holding exhibitions for a while now. And she's got this part of the old police station in Lark Lane. Most people know the sort of side or back entrance where the big hall is, where they have all kinds of markets and jumble sales and God knows what. But on the front, on Lark Lane, there's another entrance where people have the holders' vice centres and things like that. So sort of a small room there that she's turned into a nice little gallery. And so this is the second exhibition there, and it's called for just miniatures. So she's got about 100 of these small pictures, paintings sent in by people. And so she ran a competition and got a few judges together, including myself and Monaco, to judge which was the best artist. There were other categories as well that she's chosen, other people have chosen. But we had the job of choosing the best artist, so we did that. So it was good fun, and it's a nice little exhibition, which should be there for a while. It's, and all the works for sale, so you can go buy some more Christmas presents there if you like. Yeah, that's nice.
Now, when you say a little exhibition, the word that you fail to mention is miniature paintings.
Yeah, okay, miniature paintings. It's called miniature... miniature paintings. Merry Christmas miniature paintings. And what she's done actually is she's taken a load of the miniatures and put them on the wall, but she's done it in a shape so it spells out the words Merry Christmas, which you might not spot immediately because all these pictures, they're all of them are small, they're all different shapes and sizes, but small. So you have to really look maybe from an angle and you'll see it says Merry Christmas in small paintings, miniature paintings.
If somebody buys one and it takes it down off the wall, what do they do?
So it'll say Merry Christmas or something.
So I guess somebody's been in to buy the M.
yeah, could happen.
Could happen. And thankfully, that's the news this week. Well, sorry, that's the roundup of the week. This week. Now, Ian, before we move rapidly into this week, there's not an awful lot going on. But we missed off Victorian Christmas at Edge Hill Station. Now, I've just explained to you why I missed it, because I don't check my emails. That's why I missed it. But you didn't miss it. How was it?
Yeah, we didn't miss it. It was good. It was really nice. This is the Victorian-style Christmas event at Metal at Edge Hill Station. So, yeah, you go down to the station platforms and into the buildings there, and there were people dressed in Victorian garb. costume, whatever. And roast chestnuts and mulled wine, which is free, very nice. And a few other stalls selling Christmas cards and so on. You could have bought some more gifts there. what else was that? Huge mince pies. Massive mince pies, yeah. And other foodstuffs. Father Christmas was there, a very authentic looking Father Christmas, not like some of the ones I've seen dashing around the streets of Liverpool recently, with a little elf helper. What else? Oh, and Elizabeth Willow, who you know, obviously, in Victorian outfits with her magical, mysterious, mechanical tombola, which is great. You know, the tombola is a thing where you turn the barrel and you pick a number out and you always get a prize. You have to pay a pound, but you win something. And that was wonderful. She built this thing out of old bits of metal and so on. It had like a little wire basket. And you had to think of a number between 1 and 5 and then turn the barrel that number of times. And it was great. I had a go and really enjoyed it. And obviously, I had to fight my way through the queue of kids to get in there, push them out of the way to get my go. And then what did I win? Oh, yes, number 77, which was a beautifully wrapped parcel. And inside was a gingerbread man pastry cutter thing. So we got to make gingerbread man for Christmas as well.
Brilliant. Is there any other time that you, Lizzie Willow, do you ever see her in any other garb other than Victorian?
No, actually, no. I've never seen her in modern. I couldn't imagine that. I've seen Elizabeth Willow in contemporary outfit. Yeah, interesting. And also they had there was a brass. We missed the brass band, but I think it's the same brass band that we have seen in Church Street, actually. So, but I believe everyone said they were really good. And they were showing films, that one, 42nd Street, 34th Street, that one. and other stuff. Yeah, it was just a really nice event.
And were they pushing any small children up chimneys to clean them, or you know, executing anybody or anything like that, celebrating Victorian times?
Yeah, that would be more realistic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There was also Rebecca Joy Sharp playing the harp. I guess she's playing alongside Elizabeth Willow in the sort of the old tower. The two of them were there, and she's playing these lovely Christmas tunes on the harp. So it was really nice. Yes.
It does sound good. I wish I'd been able to make it along myself.
We'll have to wait till next Christmas now. I'm sure they'll do it again. I hope so.
Yeah, well, no, it sounded really good. And so I'd stick it in my calendar, and then I didn't even bother looking in my calendar. Excuse me, I didn't say that. Who looks in their calendar on a Sunday? Okay, now moving on to the genuine this week. What's coming up this week? Now there is still. I nipped down there on Saturday. The Blue Coat Arts and Crafts Fair at the Blue Coat. Some lovely little bargains down there. Lovely little bargains. But you tell us what's going on this week.
Yeah, they've been really good, and there's a couple more this week. Again on the Thursday evening, like 4:30 till 8, and the shops at the Blue Coat will be open as well. And again, I'm sure on Saturday during the day. So yeah, they've been nice, and once it gets dark, they put out little lanterns on the tables. And again, I think there's normally a barbecue, and they also set mulled wine there. But take some sugar with you for their mulled wine, if last week was anything to go by. Still nice though. Yes, so it's good. And as I say, we bought this lovely wreath from Land Baby at the time that was open. It's good.
Now there is quite a bit coming on coming up this week. There's one. Well, there's at least three events on Thursday evening. So let's start off with so there's the Art and Craft Fair at the Blue Coat, which we know about. Laurie Lipton at Extraordinary Drawings. There's a Q&A event at the Contemporary Urban Centre. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame, really, that this clashes with the other events. Can't be everywhere at once. Laurie Lipton, you may remember, I was really raving about this her exhibition in Contemporary Urban Centre called Extraordinary Drawings. It was part of Homotopia. Homotopia is finished, but the CUC have kept on the exhibitions there, Extraordinary Drawings, and the Chris von Steiner exhibition, both really good. So it'd be fascinating to hear Laurie Lipton talk about her work and answer questions. I'm sure she'll have a lot of questions about how she actually does these fantastic drawings and the process and the length of time it must take, etc. So yeah, that'd be really good at CUC from 5:30 till 7 on Thursday.
Now there is the possibility that you could make it down there till 7 and then head from there over to, in fact, because Space Invaders, Art and the Computer Game Environment, that starts at FACT. It's the private view evening. I think you are meant to be a member, or at least have an invite of some sort, and they'll let you in. But it opens to the public on the Friday. Now, you're a member, Ian. Now, I'm quite excited about this because I'm really looking forward to it, because there's lots of bits and pieces which I've heard about, and I'm going, oh, yeah, I quite fancy seeing that. But you tell us about it because you're more arty than me.
And I've got the press statement in front of me.
Yeah, that as well.
Yes, I'm no expert on computer games, so
nor me.
Okay, you play them though.
I have done. I've there's the LAN computer game. The LAN party. I can't even remember when that is, but I'm looking forward to that.
I think that's in January sometime, yes. Yes, probably could make the talk, and then across to FACT. I say you should be a member, but I don't always check. And it's Space Invaders, Art, and the Computer Game Environment. And so there's they've invited a few artists along to install things. I say the names aren't really familiar to me, but other people might know them. Riley Harmon, what it is without the hand but wheels, 2008, that game or what? I don't know. So it's a modified version of the popular online first-person shooter game, Counter-Strike, okay? As a Japanese artist, Yuichiro Katsumoto, we might actually be going in and having a chat with him, actually, because I believe he's in Liverpool for the event, so we might go and see him, and the other artists as well, maybe. Chao Fei is one of China's most acclaimed young artists, doing film installation cosplay. I don't know.
Do you know what we costume? All right, we're going to be so much wiser when the show's actually started, because we will know a bit more about this is augmented reality video piece, and we're going to know so much more about it. And you know, we sound a little bit like simpletons. But that aside,
I certainly do. Yeah, but I'm just, even though I don't actually play these games and so on, I really am interested in the artwork, basically, the CGI graphics and so on and whatever they use. I'm looking forward to the visual experience rather than holding a joystick, whatever.
Yeah, I'm interested in the human interface side, also at the same time, and also that shared common experience. And there's also a bit of a bonding thing that goes on with that. Anyway, listen, we could, as boys, we could sit here and talk about it for at least 2 minutes.
Bonding, yeah. Okay. Having said that, there have been some computer game type things at previous FACT exhibitions in the media lounge and so on. I have really got into them when I've had a go, and there was one, what was it, you sat on a rocking horse, and as you rocked the horse, there were the big screens, it looked like you were going through these fields and jumping over the fences and stuff. I really enjoyed that one, so there might be more stuff like that.
It should be absolutely fabulous. Hopefully that didn't sound very strange. It should be absolutely fabulous.
The private view, which is strictly speaking for members, is on the Thursday evening, 6 till 8, I think. And then it opens to the public on Friday the 18th and runs right through to 21st of February next year. And as you say, there will be related events, the LAN party and talks and so on.
Oh, it will be absolutely brilliant. Now, also coming up later on that night, there ain't no party like a ski party. Ski party at the Royal Standard. Get out your old, get your dad's old jumpers, or in fact, get one of my old jumpers. With the little ski things over, dress up in suitably ski type environment wear, and get your salopettes out and head over to the Royal Standard on Thursday evening, straight after Space Invaders. You'll have topped up on your Space Invader type stuff. Head over for a ski party, though. I'm not sure, but they've said that somebody's got a DS there, and so you might be able to, if you take your own, you'll be able to play at the ski party.
What's a DS?
Yeah, okay. And so you can head over to the Royal Standard. Now, Ian, tell us, what's this about?
Well, that's all I know, really. Yeah, it's a party, a ski party, at the Royal Standard. The Royal Standard is the studios and gallery space up on Vauxhall Road. And they always put on good exhibitions and so on. There's over 20 artist studios there. It's a really good group of people. So if you haven't been there already, there's another good excuse to get up there, and you should be able to find it. It's sort of hidden away off Vauxhall Road, so I drove straight past the first time, but and I do have to go in the car, because you can walk, get the bus, whatever, taxi, and ski. I haven't got any old Christmas jumpers.
You have.
But that's the theme anyway, ski.
No, you have, haven't you?
No, ski jackets and that sort of stuff. I don't think fancy dress is compulsory, but join in the spirit of the thing. What time is it on? From 8 o'clock till late, of course.
From 8 o'clock till late. Head down there. It's the Christmas ski party at Royal Standard. Now, also coming up later on this week, on Saturday, Winterland at the Bridewell. Now, I did see Brian on Saturday. He didn't mention this. He started to talk to me about something completely different. So Brian was very distracted and said, listen, interesting, but I've got to go. But Brian Biggs is exhibiting work, yes, at the Bridewell Gallery. Not a gallery which sees an awful lot of action, but Ian, tell us.
Yeah, I mean, we reckon this is the final event of the year, and it's Bridewell's one and only event of the year, as far as we know. It's called Winterland at the Bridewell. So it's a sort of end of year party type thing, I think, as well. More mulled wine. That's Brian Biggs you're talking about. Have you ever seen his artwork? I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I have. But it was quite a long time ago. Like, have you ever seen his record collection?
I've seen some of his record collection, yeah. It must be a massive record collection.
Lots of 78s. I'm joking. Yeah, it's got a really impressive record collection. I'm very jealous. I think even Stormy Norman from Eric's, the old Eric's DJ, I think even he is a bit jealous of Brian's record collection. I think they go around to each other's house and play each other's records and things. But I'm just supposing. I think Brian actually lives quite near. Never mind. I'm going off track. Because actually,
The next day we're going to the Deaf School gig at the Academy, and Stormy Norman is doing the DJing there. So they're a busy weekend, isn't it? They're 19th for the Bridewell and 20th for the Deaf School gig, which I'm certain is sold out.
Yeah, it must be sold out. Although it's quite a large venue, so you can always check online for last minute tickets. And if I've got any, I'll let you know. I can't go, of course. I can't go because somebody's got to stay in and babysit.
Yeah. Fortunately, we'll go for you and tell you what it was like.
Well, I could go, of course. Well, I could. I don't know. No, I couldn't go. No. It's better that family go.
You'll still be doing online Christmas shopping, probably, anyway. Anyway, yes, back to this Winterland at the Bridewell. It's a Saturday evening from 7 o'clock, and we've got Eleanor Reese with Eliza and the Bear.
Yeah, hold on a minute. I know. Look. The night will find a performance of Eleanor Reese's Eliza and the Bear by Kathy Butterworth and Rebecca Joy. Oh, sorry, Rebecca Joy Sharp. Now, Kathy Butterworth and Brian Biggs, they're, you know, partners, boyfriend and girlfriend. And that performance is meant to be absolutely excellent. And last time Kathy Butterworth did it, she did it in a house in somewhere like Anfield. And you go in, I don't know, you have to go in the back door and round, and it's got like, you know, there were three people were allowed in the room at any one time. It's really good. She's meant to be particularly very good performance artist. And I must say, I've got to say that because I've performed with her myself. And then there are a number of exhibiting artists. I'll take over the show here.
Okay.
Brian Biggs, who you know, artistic director of the Blue Coat. Gareth Kemp. Gareth Kemp exhibited in the Liverpool Art Prize 2008 and is works at the Walker, I think.
Used to. Not sure if he does now. He's busy exhibiting and he's been curating shows around the place as well.
Mary Lundquist and Jonathan Ramsey. Neither of those two, I know.
I don't know Jonathan Ramsey, but yeah, Mary Lundquist is a very good print illustrator and printmaker, and also did one of maybe a few of the Go Penguins as well.
And of course, Lizzie Willow, who will of course be wearing contemporary garb for the show at the Bridewell.
That'd be quite a novel event for them, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, that people would go along just to think, what's Lizzie wearing? Oh, she's got a pair of jeans on. Now there's going to be music, mulled wine, an open fire. Oh, hope they're careful with that. And and bring a cushion to sit on, because obviously it's going to be stone floors and the floors will be gold.
Yeah, I would say I think that as well now. When you think open fire, people go, oh, great. And I go, oh, gosh, that's dangerous. It shows how things change over the years, doesn't it?
With all those oils and acrylics around.
Yeah. That must be in the gallery space, I think. I remember the open fire from the exhibitions last year when we went there and it was freezing cold, but it was nice and warm in the gallery because the fire was roaring away. But so you get very hot if you're close to it and very cold if you're not.
God, I'm hoping to go along, but I might not be able to because I've got an invite for a party. But I might be able to go along. I'd like to go along. Anyway, but that is this week. Further ahead. in between. Oh, it's too late. It's further ahead. Let's get on with this. A sense of place. Monday the 4th of January at the Unity Theatre. This looks like a very nice show as well. Tell us about this, because this is in the new year. This is, if we make it to 2010, which we might not, depending on how Copenhagen turns out.
Oh, right, yes. Or people hurling things at premieres and so on.
Yeah, people throwing things, statues of cathedrals at premieres. Hard to believe that somebody would do that to Silviana, Silvia, to the Italian Prime Minister, President
Berlusconi. Yes,
yeah. I could say it.
Such a nice man. Who would want to do that?
Clearly, somebody did.
Actually, I thought it was funny. The news say that this, the guy who did it is mentally ill. I mean, you know, it's, obviously, I mean, anybody who goes on punching people isn't really sane, in my view. But anyway, that's a bit of a rant, slightly. Yeah, I've just look after this our lengthy seasonal break. I just thought I'd mention a few of the things that are coming up on our return in January. So what have we got? So the Unity Theatre getting in there first on the Monday 4th of January. They have exhibitions in the bar area and the corridor and so on. And this is called A Sense of Place, and it's etchings, liner cuts, and screen prints by 6 artists living locally. So yeah, there's Amber, Jill Curry, Micah Julis.
And Mike, he lives in Allerton, so I can vouch he does live locally.
Okay, yeah. But he spends a lot of time in St. Helens, doesn't he? Or maybe not. we've seen his print work quite a lot recently. Grace Horn, I don't know. Eileen Summers and Lisa Hu.
Who's that?
Lisa Hu.
Who's that?
Good. a very good printmaker from Australia, who went back to Australia recently, but then missed Liverpool so much they came straight back again.
Now, did she have work in the Victoria Street Gallery?
That's right, her and partner or husband had their own gallery studio in Victoria Street, yeah, called the Curve Gallery, Studio Gallery, and exhibited their work there, and people got shows by other people as well, and she's also exhibited in other shows, and she did some printmaking courses as well. So, yeah, I'll tell you that they closed the Curve Gallery, went home to Australia, and thought, no, let's come back to Liverpool. They're back again.
Was the gallery still open? Was it still available as gallery space?
I'm not sure. I think they're in the same building, but maybe not exactly the same place. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out soon. Anyway, so good to get them back. She's one of this group of artists exhibiting their prints at Unity Theatre on the 4th of January.
Now, coming up on Saturday, 9th of January. Now, if you're listening, anybody from the Blue Coat, I would gladly receive a couple of tickets, or maybe just the one, for this. Although that I am being a bit of a cheapskate, because the tickets for this event are only £7 or £5. Okay, I might pay the £7. But it is a performance, Jannik Schaefer, and the performance is entitled Phoenix and Phaedra Holding Patterns, plus Philip Jeck and Vasco Alvo. Now, I've been told that Philip Jeck lives quite near me. I don't know. And I think I've met him. I met him some point or other. But I can't remember, because it was one of those kind of nights. But it's a fantastic event, Saturday the 9th of January at the Blue Coat, 7:30 to 9:30. Sounds like a great performance. We didn't get a kind of... Did you round up last week about the performance? I went down to see the Blue Coat exhibition, which was really good. Really loved it, and I need to go down and spend more time but on my own down there.
I guess maybe Finn got a bit bored, did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you saw each other there, didn't you? Yeah. I wasn't going to let on to you, but then you saw me, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll go over and talk to you."
Oh, thank you.
I'm
quite interrupting me when I was talking to somebody.
I am quite antisocial. I don't know why, but you know, I'm antisocial. I do this.
I did mention it last week. I think. I did, and it's really good. And we hadn't really heard Jannik Schaefer's music before. It's not just like sound exhibitions. He's done some really good. He's done like there was lots of his CDs were there, I think, on this. And you can buy his CDs from the reception area there, I think. So what we heard, I thought, was really, really nice. And so it's good that he's going to do this event with Philip Jeck, who's the local sound artist. He's been at Hive Events and Sound Network and all those things. He's the inventor of the AM/FM keyboard six note keyboard that plays 6 individually turntable radios. Who's the other guy? Sorry, Vasco Alva. It should be a really good, interesting event.
So yeah, I'm available for tickets, and I'll book that in my diary, and I promise I will look on the day. Now, also coming up in the new year, Stuart Williams on the 50th, Stuart Williams, 1948 to 2007. Friday, this is Friday the 15th of January. We'll tell you in the new year, but anyway, this is a show coming up at the gallery, which is that little space. It's just down the road from Kane's Brewery, and it's on the first floor above, what's the name of the place it's above?
Atkinson's Framers.
And it's above Atkinson's Framers for all your framing needs.
on Stanhope Street, yes, just down from Kane's Brewery. It's called the Gallery Liverpool. And Stuart Williams, yeah, he's been at work since 1948 to 2007. I think, yeah, if that sounds like he died in 2007, I'm sure he's still around. I'm sure it's, and some of his work is in the current exhibition there, the Christmassy exhibition at the Gallery Liverpool. So lots of just very good paintings of local scenes and so on, and sailing ships, Blue Coat School, Penny Lane, all that sort of thing. He was a guide at the Maritime Museum, Albert Dock. So yeah, good show. Should be from the 15th of January.
Now, that brings us, brings the whole year to a close, Ian. And we totted up, and I do this, and I know that this is incorrect. I've totted up, how many nominations have you had for the Liverpool Art Prize so far?
Quite a few, but we want more. Yeah, they've been coming in quite steadily. The deadline is 22nd of January, so they've got time yet, but you know, with Christmas and so on, people just forget. So we'll keep reminding people, but we've got some really good nominations, but we want more.
Shall we threaten to sing?
No.
Okay, but you know, we might do next year. In the new year, we might sing if we don't get some nominations for Liverpool Art Prize. And what we'll do is, what's worse is, we'll find out who you are and we'll come around and we'll sing outside your house if you don't nominate.
Oh, Christmas carols, yeah.
Yeah, and you've heard me sing. So it's terrible. If you've got animals, you'll need to lock them up.
I just don't sing. I think that's my policy.
That's worse.
I just hum or something.
You do hum. Anyway, oh yeah, can't help it. Anyway, so we're saying this is show number 79, kind of. I think possibly show number 79. Been doing this since November 2007. It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long time. But it's been fun. Well, it's lasted.
Okay, it's not the last show, but it is the last show of 2009. So it's hard to believe that we've come to the end of 2009 as well. I can't work it out. It's only show 79, and it's been 104 weeks, so we've missed out on it. So we've done quite well missing it. I think I'm just adding them up, Monk.
Yeah, but we've missed a few. But and wasn't it fortnightly at first anyway? I can't remember now. Has it always been the policy to be weekly?
Do you know what? I've got no idea. I'm not sure. Did we mean to start it? I think every now and again we go, oh, we'll do it fortnightly.
I think it was a first. Oh, I can't remember.
I think at first we just didn't really care. It was just kind of, let's do this. Let's not. What are we going to do this week? Don't know.
Now we do care.
But now we do care. So that we care so much that even when one of us isn't here, we try and do it.
Yeah. So yeah, long may it continue. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everybody a happy Christmas and a merry new year and so on and so forth.
And let's have a little drink of it.
Cheers.
Cheers. And merry Christmas to you, Ian.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Oh, I don't know. That's mighty fine. That's some mighty fine mulled wine there.
That water's delicious. Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay. You're driving later, but I'm having mulled wine. So that's lovely. So, Ian, yes, thank you very much. Thanks very much for this week's podcast. Merry Christmas to you all, and thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune back in again next year.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media.
Initiating shutdown sequence.